Well, hey there. Welcome back to another episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reicher, and I'm thrilled that you're tuning in today. Last week, I shared 15 ideas for yoga-related online courses with you. I hope those ideas inspired you and got you excited about the idea of creating your own online course. I highly recommend that you go back and listen to that episode if you haven't done so, maybe after this one. Now, let's say you already have an online course or it's nearly done. First, congratulations. And now, of course, you're ready to launch, which means you're ready to sell it. Maybe you've been so busy creating your course content that you didn't even start thinking about how to do that. And I get it. Creating the content is definitely the fun part. But if you've been thinking about just emailing your subscribers and telling them about your course, let me stop you right there. Unfortunately, this isn't really going to work. You have to put in a little bit more effort. And I promise this doesn't mean that you have to go all pushy used car salesperson, but you owe it to that amazing product you created and you owe it to your potential customers to market it as best as you can. So here really this create something amazing and put it out there and people will find it. It just doesn't work. It's not enough in the internet world. But what should you do? There are many different ways to sell an online course, and today I want to share three different strategies with you. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reicher, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. You might want to start small with your first launch, or maybe you've launched already, but you launched small. Maybe you just sent a few emails or did a quick Facebook Live and called it a launch. It's very normal to launch small when you are scared to launch. I know this because I've done it before. But as I said, you owe it to your online course, to this amazing thing that you created, to market it as good as you can, to give it your all. I know the fear of launching because I've been there. I've played safe in my business, but with every launch, I'm getting a little bit braver, and you can too. Stepping into the role of leader that your customers deserve, playing a bigger game means taking risks and learning new things that may feel completely scary, like doing a webinar, for example. I want you to step up and do a live launch for your online course. A live launch means that you open and close cart, so the possibility to buy, for all your customers at the same time. So you send them an email at the start where you say something like, "Hey, so excited to invite you into my new program." And then you close the option to buy your program for everyone after, let's say, 1 week or 10 days. This creates urgency and excitement around your launch, and it'll help you sell more. It also gives you the opportunity to focus on working with all your new students after your launch. Everybody's at the same place. It just makes your life easier. The opposite to a live launch is called selling on evergreen, like an evergreen tree where people can buy your course all the time. This is a very different strategy, and I'm not going to talk about it in this episode, so I'll leave that for another episode that I'm going to do later. Today, we are focusing on live launches. The first and easiest way to do this is with emails. You can email your subscribers and tell them about your new course and that they should buy it. But it's not enough to send out one or even three emails and call it a day. You should plan an email sequence where you address questions and objections your potential customers might have. There's actually a strategy behind it. You don't just send out a few random emails. I normally send between 8 and 12 emails when I'm launching an online course. Yes, you heard that right. And I know it sounds a lot. And when I started, I too was afraid to annoy my subscribers and that they would all unsubscribe. It's a fear a few of my students have as well. They say that they will change the plan I recommend and teach and send out less emails because they don't want to be pushy or annoy their students. So I've heard that before if you're thinking that. And I get that, but I always tell them to follow my plan for their first launch because it's been proven. It's been proven to work. And if it doesn't work for them, they can start experimenting and change things. You don't have to reinvent the wheel here. Just follow what other people have been doing before and test it and try it out. And it's just going to make your life easier. Also, it's not about the quantity of your emails. It's about what you share in them. If you send out 8 emails where you shout, bye, 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 then yes, you would be annoying your subscribers. This is not what I want you to do. Instead, you use your emails to share stories, to educate, and to inform your potential customers about the product as well. But they should also be entertaining. So it's a story that you just like go from one email to the next. It just moves on. There's a flow to it. So have you heard before that we need to hear or see something 7 times before we come to a purchasing decision? There's actually a study that showed that. So don't be scared to repeat yourself. And also, because I hear this a lot, don't worry about people unsubscribing. That will happen when you launch something and send out a lot of emails. It happens to me too. But you know what? I don't care if someone unsubscribes from my email list because they never want to buy from me. They don't want me to sell anything. That's totally fine. That's actually a good thing. My job is not providing free education to everyone in the world. I need to make a living as well, and I also want to help my students on a deeper level. And I do that with online courses. That's my business. And so they need to pay for that. So they are motivated and invested, and they get results. So if somebody doesn't want that, that's fine. But I don't have to keep them on my email list. Or they might unsubscribe because they are just not interested in what I'm offering right now. But they might subscribe again at a later time. I do this too, and it has nothing to do with me not liking the person. You just have to let this go. Unsubscribes, they happen. They're totally normal. Don't even think about it. Now, emails are great. But even if you send out 8 emails, but they can only go so far in building a connection with your customers. There's the written word and then there's video, which will help you connect to your audience and build trust so much faster. I shied away from doing videos for a long time. And to be totally honest, it hurt my business. It really did. I think for a successful launch, you need to incorporate video in some form. This can be personalized videos that you send to your subscribers. For example, with an app like Bonjoro, I had them on my podcast a few episodes ago. Or you do a series of Facebook or Instagram lives. Anything that gives people a chance to get to know you. It doesn't have to be a big production. Being authentic and real actually is best. You don't need perfect light or sound. Simply take your phone and go live for 10 to 15 minutes, introduce yourself, teach something that you also cover in your course, like give them a sneak peek, give people the chance to answer questions, and important, add a call to action. For example, invite them to check out your sales page to learn more about your course and to enroll before the early bird discount expires or something like that. But you need to do it. Plan to go live at least 3 times and choose the platform where the majority of your audience hangs out. So this would be strategy number 1, a sales email sequence and live videos. Strategy number 2 is to launch your online course with a webinar. Ooh, right? Okay, so time to take a deep breath. Webinars can be scary if you've never done one before, but I promise they don't have to be. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, a webinar is basically a presentation that you deliver digitally, for example, through Zoom, where you teach something and then invite people into your paid offer. It should be around 1 hour long and free of charge. You need to put some thought into planning it and creating a presentation that you will talk through. I don't recommend to just wing it because there's a proven order in presenting things for it to really convert. So by that I mean that people who signed up are actually going to buy your course. To actually give the webinar, I recommend Zoom as your platform because it works really well and these days nearly everybody's already familiar with it. I mean, my 77-year-old aunt used Zoom now. So there are other platforms like Webinar Jam or GoToWebinar, or you could do it on YouTube Live. But I only use Zoom these days, and not even the webinar plan, but the normal meetings plan. So, okay, here's how it works. You invite people to your webinar, so you create a registration page. They need to subscribe so you can collect their email addresses. In your webinar, you teach and you introduce your online course, everything that they get and how much it costs. So they get to meet you, they get to know your teaching style, you can share stories and testimonials or your transformation, and then you get to also like introduce them to your offer, so you talk them through. And that's what works so well in this format. And after the webinar, you send out the replay and follow up with your launch email sequence. The replay is really important because most people won't be able to join you live. So with the replay, they can watch it later. So I rarely watch webinars live. I just can't be bothered. I always wait for the replay. Webinars work incredibly well for a lot of people. I mean, there are people who build multi-million dollar businesses just with webinars. Like Amy Porterfield, for example, the queen of webinars, and from whom I've learned how to do them. But I also know that they can be intimidating because of the tech and presenting live, and they're not the best to share what you teach for every topic. When you talk about marketing and you share a slide deck like I do, webinars are great. But when you want to teach, I don't know, advanced yoga asanas, maybe not so much, because it would be difficult to switch from teaching to talking about your online course. Or maybe I'm overthinking it right now, I don't know. So webinars are great, but I think especially for wellpreneurs and yoga teachers, I really like the third strategies to launch your online course that I'm going to share with you today. And that is with the free training or challenge. Here you invite your students to participate in a free training or challenge, and on the last day, ta-da, you tell them about your course and invite them to join. It works so well because the participants get to know you and your teaching style, you share tons of value and advice, and this really builds trust. It fosters community and it creates excitement for your course. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that it needs to be doable. If you overwhelm your participants and they feel overwhelmed because they couldn't keep up, they're not in the right mindset to buy your course at the end, to invest in themselves. That's why I like to do trainings now instead of a challenge, which I think it's more a wording thing, because it feels like less pressure to me. But for you, a challenge might be great. For example, when you do a yoga course, a challenge to get people on the mat 5 days in a row could be a great motivation. In both cases, training or challenge, keep it short. I recommend 5 days because if you do a longer challenge, there's the danger that it kind of fizzles out at the end and then nobody's interested anymore in your online course. Even with just 5 days, I always see engagement going down. Like the first day, everybody's opening their email, and then it's like less and less people every day in a row. So you offer a challenge, you go live every day for 4 days and teach something, and on the fifth day, you invite your participants into your program. This is my favorite way to launch because it works really well and it is a lot of fun. I normally mix it up and do a webinar on the fifth day, but you don't have to do that. So you can also have 5 challenge days and then start your launch email sequence. So there you have it, 3 strategies to launch your online course. The first was with an email sequence and some live videos. The second strategy I talked about was to do a live webinar. And the third strategy is to do a 5-day training or challenge. There are, of course, other ways to launch an online course, but these are the strategies I've used myself and recommend. Now, if you would like a plan to follow with email, copy swipe files, and a project timing, and all the things, I'd love to invite you into my program, Blissful Biz Academy. The Blissful Biz Academy is the most comprehensive program for yoga teachers and wellness entrepreneurs to teach you how to build your audience, create an online course, and build a profitable online business. Doors are open right now, but only for a short time. So go to susannereiker.com/join to learn more. I'll also add the link to the show notes. And if you have any questions about the program or about this episode, don't hesitate to get in touch. I would love to hear from you. Simply send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook or an email from my website. Okay, so there you have it. Thanks so much for tuning in. This episode was extra fun for me because I'm really passionate about online courses and launching. I hope in this episode you could hear my heart in all of this, knowing that I am so, so passionate about helping you grow your business in a way that feels aligned and authentic, but also set up for success. I can't wait to see what you create over the next months and what you launch if you launch an online course, and I would love to hear from you. I'll talk to you again soon. Until then, have a great week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereiker.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time.